here's a story from The World.
Don't be afraid of COVID. Don't let it dominate your life. The perilous advice of President Trump yesterday, leaving Walter Reed Medical Center, the messages from world leaders and the behaviors they display have a deep impact on the response to the pandemic. According to new research, their words and actions can actually alter the course of an outbreak. Here's The World's Ilana Gordon.
Jay Van Bavel is crowdsourcing a problem. He's a psychologist and neuroscientist at New York University. When the pandemic hit, he posted a call on social media to get his peers to help him with a worldwide survey. Why do people choose to follow or ignore public health guidelines, like wearing a mask or social distancing? He got a lot of responses.
At least last count, there's 233, and I think we're still adding people as we get more data from around the world.
233 collaborators from nearly 70 countries, and they've already spotted a trend. People who voice a strong sense of national identity and care for others regardless of their politics were more likely to support public health policies. Van Bavel says national leaders have a lot to do with that.
That is where people are seeing their duty and a sense of purpose and willingness to make sacrifices.
Van Bavel says a good example of this kind of unifying leadership is where he's from, in Canada.
Political leaders in Canada talked about the pandemic in the same way. They expressed similar concerns and took it equally seriously.
Another example, New Zealand.
Where their Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, has referred to the New Zealanders as her team of 5 million people. So framed it through a national identity.
It doesn't surprise Van Bavel that the country is the poster child for managing COVID-19. He says there was an early incident when Ardern went to a restaurant that was at capacity due to COVID-19 health guidelines.
And so instead of demanding that someone give up their table or that they make room for her and violating her own country's guidelines, she waited outside until it was safe.
He says that kind of positive role modeling appeared to have an impact on New Zealanders. But it's doubtful you'd ever see Brazil's president, Jair Bolsonaro, do that. He got COVID-19 this summer, but almost mocked it. That's according to Paulo Bojo, a professor of psychology at McKinsey University in Sao Paulo and one of Van Bavel's collaborators.
He just said, you see, I'm here, I'm fine, so it's just a little flu.
He says Bolsonaro has downplayed the pandemic and put the problem of how to fight it in the hands of his citizens.
He also says something like, if you stay at home, you're going to starve and die. So you need to be a man and get out of your house and go work.
Worldwide, Brazil has the third largest number of infections and second highest number of deaths from COVID-19. Another country badly hit by the pandemic is the UK. Alexander Jehovska is at the University of Kent and works with Van Bavel on the global survey. She says after Prime Minister Boris Johnson got sick, he encouraged people to protect themselves with masks and social distancing and called for the nation to come together. In some ways, that approach worked. But members of his government haven't always followed the rules. And there are troubling signs that the public is losing trust.
So it seems clear that leaders' behaviors and leaders' response to also other people's breaking the rules can have important impact on how the public responds.
Which brings us back to the United States and President Trump. Van Bavel says in the U.S., the pandemic and public health measures have become especially politicized. He says the outbreak in the White House and Trump's own diagnosis could impact how Americans respond to the pandemic.
There was an opportunity to frame this as a national crisis, but instead in the United States, it was cast as a partisan issue. And our data suggests that that might have been unhealthy and potentially dangerous and fatal to many people.
For better or worse, Van Bavel and his team will have plenty of opportunities to study the role of national leadership and how individuals respond to the pandemic. For The World, I'm Alana Gordon.
From PRX.